Night, thenevadaglobe.com. I love it because when Megan's on, things explode. She knows how to stir the pot. And one of the things we're going to stir the pot about are these Clark County School District numbers for African Americans that was absolutely off the chart bad. And we cannot accept it. And that's why the meetings, Clark County Board of Trustees meeting coming up on Thursday at 5 o'clock at the Greer Education Center is so vitally important. And I hope, if you have kids in the Clark County School District, that you storm the Greer Center and demand, not ask, demand better, especially if you're an African-American parent or the parent of African-American children that are struggling. A proficiency in English, 10%. 10% were proficient in English. 4%, less than 4%, were proficient in math. That, ladies and gentlemen, is unacceptable. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Pete knows that three initials should be part of your retirement plan. GPI.
We need to have growth. We need to have protection of that growth. So if we get a gain, we make sure we protect that gain. The most important part of a total retirement plan is having lifetime income you can never, ever outlive.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit hammondfornevada.com/COVID-19. That's hammondfornevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The influence of YouTube, TikTok, and Snapchat on kids was the subject of a hearing on Capitol Hill today.
Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal heads the Senate subcommittee, which recently heard from a Facebook data scientist. This time around, they're focusing on how young people are affected, and his office created a YouTube account for 18 to find out.
We watched a few videos about extreme dieting and eating disorders. They were easy to find. YouTube's recommendation algorithm began to promote extreme dieting and eating disorder videos each time we opened the app.
Jennifer Stout is the vice president of global public policy for the group that owns Snapchat.
I have tremendous respect for this institution and the work that you are doing to ensure that young people are having safe and healthy online experiences.
I'm Shelley Adler.
A prominent GOP senator is predicting a Republican win in the Virginia governor's election next week.
Senator Tom Cotton predicts Republican Glenn Youngkin will be victorious over former Governor Terry McAuliffe.
Because he has a radical agenda.
Cotton tells the Salem Radio Network that agenda includes McAuliffe's off-stated position that parents should have no say in their children's education at public schools.
He's standing behind school boards who are sweeping underneath the rug rates of young girls because it interferes with their transgendered agenda.
Both Democrats and Republicans see the tight race in Virginia as a bellwether for next year's midterm elections. Bob Agner reporting.
Louisiana will receive $595 million in federal disaster block grant aid to help with housing restoration and other recovery needs from last year's back-to-back blows of Hurricanes Laura and Delta. U.S. Senators Bill Cassidy and John Kennedy announced the official amount Tuesday. The money is welcomed by officials as critical to rebuilding efforts in southwest Louisiana. On Wall Street, the Dow by 15 points, the NASDAQ rose 9. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
The United States has killed Osama bin Laden.
Hours after that announcement, the White House leaked that it was SEAL Team 6 that carried out the operation. Al-Qaeda placed bounties on the heads of all Navy SEALs. Then just 3 months later, a U.S. Army helicopter carrying many from SEAL Team 6 and others.
Everybody out there, you're a fallen angel. Fallen angel. Roger.
Fallen Angel, Extortion 1-7. The story most Americans don't know. Watch exclusively at SalemNow.com.
Third-generation lawyers Alex and Orlando DeCastroverde built DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury on a legacy of fighting and winning for their clients. If you've been hurt, they will stand by you every step of the way, like family, because family would never let you settle for less than you deserve. DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
I'm Fred Simon. I live in Douglas County, and I am running for Nevada governor because there are a lot of things we need to fix right now. To be clear, I'm not against welcoming new residents if they come to our state legally. The Biden administration, with the obvious approval of Steve Sisolak, is refusing to enforce current immigration laws. Biden and his corrupt comrades are encouraging and actively facilitating the illegal invasion of Nevada by using buses to transport an endless stream of unvetted men, women, and children into our state without even testing them for COVID-19. We know that violent gang members, human traffickers, and illegal drug shipments are mixed in with the frightened immigrants who are being used by the drug cartels. And our current governor is silent. Learn more anytime and join me, Fred Simon, at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastroverde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Now, becoming a pawn star, or at least a pawn broker in Las Vegas, just got a bit pricey. The city of Las Vegas just held its first license auction with a winning bid of $1.9 million. The seven-bidder process ended up being a two-man race, with Super Pawn winning the city's 25th pawnbroker license. The auction was the result of an ordinance passed in February of last year that changed the way the city awarded the highly sought-after licenses. The starting bid was $60,000, with the auction itself lasting less than 4 minutes. Super Pawn officials say the new location would likely open up in an underserved part of Las Vegas at a site still yet to be determined. Well, do what you can when you can. Clark County, Caesars Entertainment, and the Caesars Foundation are supporting a four-stall self-sufficient mobile shower trailer to help the homeless. The Fresh Start Wash and Wellness trailer shower. Those stalls each include a toilet, a sink, and a shower. The trailers will rotate through a schedule which parks them at various nonprofits here in the Las Vegas Valley. Caesars says they've committed the funding for 3 years. The four-stall mobile shower unit costs about $250,000 a year.
Powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, what can you say? Major delays downtown with those reduced lanes, 515 West at Eastern, 515 Eastbound at Main Street. That construction continues into next year. You'll touch the brakes on the other side of the Spaghetti Bowl as well as you enter that construction zone, US 95 South at Rancho.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three of Live and Local. Don't forget, next week, next Monday, we begin a brand new chapter in Live and Local as we go noon till 3. It's going to be so excited to be 3 hours earlier and then to make way for what I can promise you, you are going to like 3 to 6 beginning next Monday. I'm so excited because she's going to be making the move with us. Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com, also the editor-in-chief of a brand new site, the Nevada Globe. Before we get too much into the news of the day, how's it going at the new site? You just launched a matter of weeks ago. This has got to be exciting. How's it going so far?
Well, I have to say today was a great day, and it keeps getting better and better every day. I just got a tweet shout-out from Chuck Booth, and he says, while Reagan Babe and I have not always seen eye-to-eye on some issues, her new Nevada Globe deserves a follow by conservatives. Media bias isn't so much what's written, but what is written about. And many stories the Globe is writing about aren't being written about by anyone else.
Oh,
and
wow.
And I just think, you know, what a gentleman. And he's right, you know. And that's the thing about conservatives. And we see this in factions of the GOP in Clark County, or we see this in factions of conservatives that some might like Sam Brown, some might not like Adam Laxalt, etc. And we covered this on the Nevada Globe specifically today about Sam Brown, one of Sam Brown's volunteers, Nevada activist, who, you know, sent some nasty grams out through Twitter, you know, attacking Adam Laxalt. And, you know, our job is to report that stuff. That is news. It highlights the fact that this is a race, you know, politics is always relatively personal, but it's also a highly coveted race. This Senate race will determine who controls the Senate, whether it be Democrat control for years to come or whether the GOP will take back control of the Senate.
No, that's why that's such an important story that you folks have been covering. You've been doing a lot of that stuff, though, before you joined this site. But the fact mm-hmm. is that now you've got a platform. You've got a big platform.
You know, I do, and the platform's growing. You know, we look at the numbers, we look at the Google numbers, we look at our website numbers, and the trajectory is steady. When we get retweeted by Rick Grinnell, like we did today, and others, that really helps propel us to, you know, the top of the news chain, and that's what we're looking for. And that's because we are covering stories. Nevada is on the map. Nevada is on the map, finally, in the political sense, that we have a nationwide race, the Senate, but then we also have a lot of politics going on in the state that don't get covered that Nevadans really need to know about. A good example of that is redistricting. Redistricting is so incredibly important. It happens every 10 years, and it really decides whether incumbents will stay, whether redistricts or districts will be redrawn. And, you know, I went to the redistricting meeting on October 4th and uncovered quite a bit, which I had explained in the Nevada Globe about how the Clark County commissioners, which are all Democrats, tapped their redistricting consultant, who is a Democrat activist. He's not only a statistician, he's a Democrat activist, and proudly and vocally so, where they chartered him to draw two majority Hispanic Latino districts. And he also said something like, we're just going to carve out a piece of white here, which he meant white people. So the fears of racial gerrymandering are absolutely founded. They are found in Clark County. And I wrote a piece this morning that perhaps the last public redistricting meeting will occur November 2nd. I will be there. I will be taking notes. I will also be asking questions. And I do, you know, encourage people of the public to input their opinions and ideas, whether at the meeting or online.
I want to ask you about a subject that you and I have talked about over the years that I view as vitally important, and that is education of our kids. And numbers came out, especially among African-Americans, that should have African-American parents storming the Greer Education Center. 10% proficiency in English among African-American students. 4% proficiency in math. That is totally unacceptable. What is being done about it? Did you get a sense that our lawmakers slash educators realize how important this is and how serious this is?
I think some do, and I think that it is a product of the infiltration of social justice education throughout our system, whether it's in Clark County or Washoe County. And were those statistics nationwide, or was that specific to Nevada? Or
no, it's Clark County School District.
Clark County School District, thank you. And Kevin, if you'll send me that over, I'd really greatly appreciate it.
Okay.
Via text. I wrote about a woman had come forward, a mother. She had sent me some coursework and homework that was sent home with her 7-year-old daughter, who is in second grade, at Goolsby Elementary in Summerlin. This homework centered around how Columbus was not a hero. Mm. And the student, 7 years old, was supposed to read the homework every day, repeat it every day, and then be timed on accuracy and speed. So I called Goolsby, and I said, excuse me, hi, is this your standard curriculum, or was this perhaps, you know, teacher-generated? They referred me to Clark County School District. I talked to 4 people. I sent 2 emails, including a follow-up call to the communications department. After I was bounced around the curriculum department, I finally got to the communications department, who was supposed to respond. They have not responded. They did not respond to the Review Journal. They think they're not going to respond to the Nevada Globe. And I can tell them that they have another thing coming. Public education is public. And what that means is that taxpayer dollars fund the whole $2.6 billion Clark County School District. With that money comes responsibility, accountability, and transparency. They are not going to hide behind the walls of the Clark County School District. They can answer one simple question. Is this history lesson given to a 7-year-old part of the curriculum, or is this just an anomaly?
A good question. Let me just ask you. There have been people who have espoused going around the legislative branch of government and going directly to the people with an initiative that would deal with school choice, that would allow parents of all kinds to put their kids into schools where they can actually learn. Do you see any effort underway now? Have you heard of any rich gaming interest people that are willing to put $1 million up to get a bunch of signatures and to put something on the ballot?
Personally, I have not, but I don't doubt that there are people that will fund it and do exist in Nevada, specifically in the time where we are seeing school boards being overrun by concerned parents, whether they are in Loudoun County, Virginia, or whether they are in Clark County. Parents, no matter what their political background is or political ideology, whatever their race, creed, or nationality is, simply want their children to excel. They want their children to be taught reading, math, history, etc., so they can become productive citizens of society. These numbers that you just gave to me show that the education system in Clark County is not doing any better for these children. You should not, as a parent, be trapped in a failing school or a failing school district just because of your zip code. You should have choices. The only reason these zip code preferences or mandates exist is to enrich the teachers' unions and to keep mediocre teachers as well as mediocre performers in their place through tenure. Once you, just in any free market system, introduce competition, you will see either improvement or a drastic failure, if it could get any worse, in the public education system.
By the way, the numbers that I quoted are from a Victor Jakes column. So if you go to the RJ website, it's all there. And it's and the dumb thing is, for Hispanic students, it's not much better. Which you know, people of color are victims here, and it just should not be. I want to ask you about the Virginia governor's race, not as it pertains to there, but as it pertains to us here, because one of the key issues there is what Terry McAuliffe has said, that essentially parents shouldn't have a say in what happens to their kids' education. And I guess my question is, that's the question I think that's going to come up here, is do parents have a right or do they have an obligation to be a part of their kids' education and demanding to know what the school district, what type of curriculum that their kids are being taught?
Well, absolutely they have a right because, like I said, they fund it. So no other institution that is taxpayer-funded hides behind their walls, specifically from those who are putting their children through their four walls every single day. The Clark County School District is so bad that they literally reduced their scoring qualifications to a simple pass-fail. So it looks like a majority of Black and Hispanic students are failing. So I don't know how this pass-fail system is really going to be adopted, and many teachers that I've talked to also have a hard time understanding how grades have been simply eliminated. There's no A, B, C, or D. And, of course, the leftists that run the school district and the unions claim this is about equity. What, equity of low expectations? Equity of dumbing down the students? What the equity is designed to do is just provide mediocre results with absolutely no accountability. China is kicking our rear ends right now as far as scholastics is concerned. Other countries are kicking our butts right now as far as scholastics is concerned. In other countries, they teach the basics. China has been producing math wizards and science wizards from the time that I can remember. We're producing social justice warriors who go to the streets with pink hair and pierced noses screaming about some kind of injustice. That they have been told that they suffer from. We need to turn that around and produce free-thinking individuals, free-thinking students, educated students, so they have a place in the economy once they graduate. And I don't mean as baristas at Starbucks. I mean inventors, entrepreneurs, educators, and the like.
Well, that's why parents should plan to attend the board meeting coming up on Thursday, 5 o'clock, the Greer Education Building, located at 2832 East Flamingo Road here in Las Vegas. Megan, always good to visit with you. If folks want to find you, where do they go?
They can go to thenevadaglobe.com, and they can also go to reaganbabe.com, which is my personal blog. Every week, I fill it up with the top 10 stories of the week, produce a newsletter every Sunday. They can sign up at ReaganBabe.com or follow me on Facebook at ReaganBabe, as well as Twitter at ReaganBabe and Instagram at TheReaganBabe.
The hardest working woman in Vegas. I love it. Hey, Megan, we'll
Thank
talk
you.
Again next week at our new time slot. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Very good. Thanks, Kevin.
Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com and TheNevadaGlobe.com. TheNevadaGlobe.com. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand. Take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Time for a weather update. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold. So wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
As we all reel in disbelief from the revelation of just how inept the Joe Biden administration is at conducting the business of the American people, from its cataclysmic failure at the southern border to the debacle in Afghanistan, only to be eclipsed by its unrelenting assault on our freedoms and liberties, promulgated by its draconian mask and vaccine mandates, haunts me daily as I reflect back to the unnerving feeling I had watching him sign executive order after executive order and being acutely aware of the aftermath that would surely follow. Now is the time that we get off the sidelines, get involved, and fight to reclaim for what so many others have freely given their lives to protect. This country, our home, America. I'm John Kovacs, Citadel graduate, a Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, and I will protect this country from those who are hell-bent on destroying it. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. So call me stubborn. For the last few years, I've been asking friends, family, even business associates to repeat what they were saying. I knew I had hearing loss, but I put it off. It wasn't until several friends urged me to get checked for hearing loss that I finally gave in. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. I had no idea how much I was missing. This, folks, was a life-changing experience. Steve fitted me with new hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. Now, they've even hooked up to my smartphone, so I can make calls anywhere. It's like night and day. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. I know you've been putting it off. Make that call today. That's 702-369-1321, or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com, and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you wonder why the president's poll ratings are in the dumper, and they're like in the 30s. I mean, even Trump was traditionally about 43% from day one till the end of his term in office. He was almost consistently in that low to mid 40s. But this president, he's got numbers down in the mid 30s. And if you wonder why, Joe Concha, let's go to cut three. Joe Concha was on with Harris Faulkner this morning. Don't know if you caught this on Fox News Channel, talking about yet another gaffe-filled day for Biden in New Jersey. I mean, this is something that keeps happening and happening and happening. This is Joe Concha, kind of the eyes and ears for Fox News, with Harris Faulkner talking about this gaffe-filled day in New Jersey. Here it is.
President Biden yesterday repeated for the fifth time a story about riding Amtrak that has been debunked for months now.
As vice president, I used to like to take the train home because my mom was very sick and dying. The Secret Service are wonderful. They're the best in the world. They never liked me taking Amtrak because it stops too often and too many people get